This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
Yes, news. Another day in the talk. 90s.
True.
93, 94. Liberals every darn summer. It's extremely hot. The earth is melting. We're all going to die. And you'll hear much more about it the next few days, because this heat dome has moved to the east, where our news networks are based at. And it's going to be all blaring horns and panicked weather people standing in front of a map that's all bright red with capital letters. The news networks sure spent a lot of time in Phoenix this week, didn't they? Hi, Craig.
Hello.
The only time they come to Arizona is because they can hype up with the most extreme temperatures. Not the migrants coming across the border, which, by the way, the administration is saying, boy, those numbers are way down. The border crossings are really doing well. Good morning. I'm John Potter. I am a caffeine-based life form, and I must honor the ways of my people.
And did the caffeine arrive in the building so that you could actually make a cup?
No. There's tea here. There is tea, and there's caffeine. Now, there are people in your life who will tell you that it's too hot out for coffee or tea. Those people are not to be trusted. So,
actually,
anyway.
they said one of the studies I read way back, probably about 15 years ago, said the best beverage during the heat is a hot beverage, because your body then cools down, whereas a cool drink is fighting your body and telling it to cool down, but your body needs to heat up back up to 98.6 or whatever.
One of those inverse things that don't make any sense at all.
Exactly.
That's funny. Taking calls in the order they come in from Carson City is Ace producer Craig Moss. Hi, Craig.
Hello. Happy Saturday morning to everyone.
Did you know I have a half brother?
No, which half? Top or bottom?
Not different mothers. It was a shark attack.
Ah. Similar to my motor vehicle accident. I'm half the man I used to be.
I hate to bring that up. I'm so sorry.
No, not a problem. I'm the first one to make jokes about myself, so.
You are. You have the best attitude, honestly. Locally, we have had I-80 lane reductions around Reno all week.
Well, John, when are there not?
Yes, almost true. These lane reductions started about a week ago, last week. They were supposed to end late yesterday. If somebody can tell us if they are still reducing lanes, I think it was up by Keystone on 80 westbound. We'd appreciate the call. Let's hope they repainted the lanes, too, on the highway this week so we can see them when it's raining.
Well, you'll be happy to know, John, that the 580 southbound, they have painted the lines. So now going to Washoe Valley, you can actually see where you're supposed to be driving.
Oh, my gosh, Craig, those mornings when I was driving there at 3 in the morning to do the morning news in Carson City, I don't know, there were all these drivers. I don't know how they were able to stay in lanes without seeing them.
I think the cars were on autopilot.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Anyway, this is a big part of the big project on 80. It's not over for a while. I am so looking forward to 2038. And speaking of I-80, if you're going west, I think some people will, because Mega Millions jackpot is up to, it'll be actually over this as the days go by and they start getting more money coming in, but the Mega Millions jackpot is up to $1.05 billion, only the fifth time in the history of the game, that the grand prize has reached into the billions. The next drawing is Tuesday night. Nevada needs to allow the lotto. Am I right?
You are right.
I would never gamble, but I sure would play the lotto.
Yeah, the problem is it requires a change in our state constitution, because in the constitution of Nevada,
before it was, we can't do it because the casinos are against it. I have to ask, ask, are the casinos really that much of an influence like they were before in northern Nevada? Now, southern Nevada, yes, they're very powerful in Las Vegas, but the closest place to buy a lotto ticket from Las Vegas is what? Barstow? I mean, that's too far of a drive, I would think. Here, we have California right across the state line by us. But how powerful is
Yeah, in fact, the lottery office in the west side of Reno is the state line actually runs through the building. One
right.
side, yeah, one but side I, is Nevada, I, one side is California.
I just don't think the casino industry is as strong as it used to be in northern Nevada, and I think it'd be a viable thing to push for this lotto in Nevada. It's not going to hurt Las Vegas, you know?
Not at all.
I could be way wrong here, and in that case, 775-884-9910 is our phone number. Back to the roads, is Zalesi at Arrow Creek still closed? It was closed yesterday. This project, they said, would take a few days. Has been over a week, I think. Call us. I'm sure there are folks who would want to know. Folks, the COVID vaccines are back. Put that mask on and head to the new Hug High on Sullivan Road from 9:30 to 12:30 today. No appointment necessary for COVID vaccines. I don't think it's going to cost you either. Now, this is for ages 5 and up. 5 years old? 5? Also, folks, we're, of course, in the middle of home buying season. I see the signs and the balloons leading us all to open houses. And local Reno Sparks home prices are on the way up again. They say interest rates, which, by the way, the interest rates just went up again this week. The higher prices and these higher interest rates have put a real damper on buying this year. But the sales numbers and the median price numbers for Reno Sparks just went on the rise again last month. And as always, there are people ready to buy at their right price. And according to Zillow, this is what they're looking for. Now, these are people who can pay cash or afford a mortgage at 6% plus. Let's start with what they don't want. There are things that'll hurt your selling price. And this kind of list, it changes over the years. I know because I always make a copy of the article and there's something, you know, trends change with homes. Now, this is according to Zillow 2023. The first thing that lowers your selling price, tile countertops will cut your home's value by 1%. Same price cut for laminate flooring. And this blows my mind because they were all the rage 10, 20 years ago. And that is walk-in closets can cut the average home's value by $25,000. Apparently, in 2023, Zillow says younger buyers think a giant closet turns you into a hoarder. And they would, and they'd rather use the space for something else.
Oh, like I do. My walk-in closet is a little mini recording studio.
Is it really?
With soundproofing on the walls and everything. So yeah,
it's funny how now it's the opposite of what the trends were 20 years ago. Everybody wanted that walk-in closet. I don't have enough clothes to fill a walk-in closet, and it does turn you into a hoarder. Or you know, they use the space for something else, like you, Craig. What raises the value? Terrazzo floors. Terrazzo, I don't even know what those are. Homes with soapstone countertops are selling 4 days faster. Other things that create a wow factor in northern Nevada are pizza ovens in your house. An outdoor kitchen is hot right now. And the biggest plus of them all is a freestanding she shed. That alone adds 2.5% to your home's value, and that's according to Zillow, which I think will never tell you the best deal might be to stay put and just love where you live. I love, personally, what I look for, a big porch and a big backyard, and it turns out that mowing the lawn every week, but please don't tell me that's not enough. Mowing the backyard is one of my favorite things now, or at least it's one of the things that I really enjoy. And so yesterday in the afternoon, I had a little bit of time free But anyway, about 45 seconds in, I banged up the blade on my walk behind push power mower. Now, yeah, a man smarter than me would dig out the various rocks that I hit, but the blade is just twisted bad. So I thought, I'll put this in the back of my truck. I'll take it to the gentleman who resurrected this mower once before for me last summer and have him put a new blade on. And then I thought, hold it now. With a ratchet of my own and a reasonable access to YouTube, I bet I can change this mower blade myself, thereby exercising self-reliance and possibly raising my blood testosterone level. And if I'm able to successfully change the lawnmower blade with those two hands right here, I think there's a pretty good chance that I will boast of that for really the rest of summer and find little ways to work it into the conversation, if you know what I mean. So changing the lawnmower blade was a pretty good idea yesterday. I looked at the YouTubes, which, by the way, taught me how to put wiper blade inserts on my truck. It only took three videos for me to understand that. But the lawnmower blade replacing video, I discovered that lawnmower blades come in different sizes and types. Okay, it's getting pretty complex now. And it takes a bit of upper body strength to get the blade off and on. And before you take the blade off, you have to disconnect the wire. And when you tilt it on its side, don't forget there's oil and gasoline in there, and you're probably going to be safer in a miniature submarine, it sounds like. And when you get that blade off and the new one on, you may find that the motor stopping quickly likely sheared the key in the flywheel. It's an aluminum keyway that the flywheel sits on the shaft. The engine stops so fast that the flywheel partially shears that key so it won't start. So we're in very dicey waters here, folks. You can change the blade, but it may not start. And if that's the case, you need a new key on your flywheel. I don't even know what the flywheel is. Actually, in the YouTube video, they use several words in a row that I didn't quite understand. To me, the video sounded like it said, take it back to the shop, John. I mean,
that would be my advice.
Well, here's the problem. Every specialist is booked incredible time ahead. I know people who need some roof work, and everybody they called is backed up 3 months to come out and help you with this. And so you really got to do a lot of stuff yourself right now. A lot of people can't wait that long. But I mean, knowing me, if it didn't shear the key, I would have taken the old blade off and the new one on. I would have put it facing the wrong direction if I did put the new blade on. And all the things I have going on, I don't need a key on the flywheel problem. I got 99 problems already. And so it's 919. Our phone number is 775-884-9910. We got a lot of great guests, don't we, Craig?
That we do. We have coming up next at 9:30 is Vitalant Blood Services, then Cultural Arts Foundation of Douglas County, Patty Wood, our American mortgage, Pacific American mortgage. Yep,
it's
Dayton Valley Days.
It's amazing how reverse mortgages have changed. Vitalant, do they still call it a blood bank?
They call it blood services.
Okay.
But blood bank is probably still kosher nomenclature.
Well, you know, I still call mosquitoes that.
The blood bank?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, it's 9:20. We're going to take a break and be right back in a couple of minutes. I'm John Potter. Phone number 775-884-9910. What's going on in your world? And is there anything local that we can help you with? Give us a call right now. 884-9910. We're going to take a break. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:20.
The easiest way to remember us is just 99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk.
So if Amazon asks you for photographic evidence that you did not get a package, do you send a picture of your empty hand? I just... 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter. Elsewhere locally, and I mentioned this last Saturday, that I'm seeing a lot of electric bicycles around lately. Electric assist, they say. I don't see an awful lot of pedaling going on, but the people I know who have them just love them. And somebody was a little ticked off that I said, I don't see a whole lot of pedaling going on with those things. I'm sorry about that. You know, I've always avoided watching my newscasts and listening to this radio show, you know, played back. And I was a little harsh on folks with the electric. I need more humility. That's my review of the show so far. But electric bicycles, you recharge them, they fly down the street or even the sidewalk or wherever people take them at a pretty good rate of speed, faster than most real bicycles that you're going to see. And you're just curious about, first of all, we're a nation where 2/3 of us, I heard this week, are overweight, which is important from a health standpoint. And so our new innovation is electric bicycles, which people I know who have them love them. But yeah, they require less work. So there's that. Plus, we got this deal where the roads are now all sliced up with these bicycle lanes in the Reno area. So, all right, we've lost a lane of traffic at each way for actual traffic, cars and trucks. And now we got a lot of bicycle lanes. And you'd think a bicycle lane is for a bicyclist where you propel yourself. And I remember one of the arguments that the city had was health, to make these lanes for bicyclists, you know. But then we found out that bike lanes here are really for NDOT to put up their signs. But anyway, now you see the electric bicycles, and they go so much faster than regular bicycles, and they're really a new mechanized means of transportation. It's like a quiet, skinny motorcycle. And if we're okay with electric bicycles being in a bicycle lane, then what if you have a little gasoline engine on there? And there are bicycles that traveling over 30 miles per hour, which is pretty fast, are they okay to use in the bicycle lane? And what about a bicycle with a bigger engine? I know, not the biggest issue I bring up here, but I know we're going to see more of these. And as we're creating this new world of trying to push people out of gasoline vehicles and into electric, these things come up. I mean, scooters too, right? But what about you? Do you have one of these electric bikes? What's the best and worst thing about them? If you have one of these, I'd be curious to hear from you because I'm tempted. What do you say about me calling e-bike riding cheating? But seriously, I think because I use a traditional bike, if you're like on the bike lane going a lot faster than a bicyclist, that would create a risk there, I would think. And what about 15 or 20 mile per hour speed limit streets? And they go 30. I teased a friend of mine who has an electric bike. I said he was cheating. And he goes, it's not cheating, just having much more fun than you. Yes, on the hills, true. On the hills, I'd be struggling. And now I got to get used to on your left, you know, from an old lady on an e-bike. Pretty soon, we'll start hearing complaints from the e-bike riders about how slow people on the normal bikes are. Costco sells e-bikes. Well, of course they do, starting at $250. You know, it's true what they say. Costco really is the most convenient place if you need milk, eggs, bread, snow tires, and a gazebo. But if you were thinking of starting a Costco card with a friend or family member, you got to think again, because after noticing how many customers share their membership, you think? The Warehouse Superstore is tightening its membership program in stores here and nationwide. Now you will be asked to show your membership card with every purchase at Costco, even at the self-checkout. If your member card does not have your photo, you will be asked to otherwise verify your identity. Apparently, as more self-checkouts expanded in Costco stores, so did sharing membership cards. If you're not a member, paying for your own $60 annual membership, which includes two cards for people living at your address, might be in your best interest. The cost of the membership is one of the reasons why Costco continues to keep its prices so low. Plus, there are tons of other membership benefits besides the ability to buy in bulk, like the bottled water delivery, discounted gasoline. They sell car insurance, travel booking. And if you want to get something from the food court on your way out, you need to show your membership card there as well. Another way of tightening up the membership rules. I don't know when all this starts, but they did announce this. People still think you don't have to be a member to go to the takeout counter. But 3 years ago, Costco said those without a membership would no longer be able to dine there without one. And they're not alone. Of course, in May, Netflix introduced shared member pricing to prevent users from giving passwords to people outside their households. And by the way, pretty sure I'm older than most of you, but I can remember when a Netflix subscription was $7.99, nearly doubled over the past decade. But even at inflation-fueled, what is it, $15.49, I think it's probably the biggest bargain in Nevada. All right, 775-884-9910. Our first guest is up next, Vitalant Blood Services, and what they are asking you to do. That's up next after Fox News. This is 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time on 930.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk.
News Time, 99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, John Potter here, live and local every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Phone number 884-9910. Let's go to those calls. Carrie calling in from Minden on e-bikes. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, how are you today?
It's a good one, my friend.
Good, good. So, you know, my wife and I have had e-bikes for about 5 years now. We used to ride our regular bikes, and it became difficult. You know, we can go 3, 4, or 5 miles, but then we would have a headwind on the way home. And it was just too tough. So we went with e-bikes, and they've really opened up other avenues for us. Now we go on 40-mile bike rides, and our goal is really to get a workout. So when we get home, we want our legs to be tired. So we can go further, we can see more, and when we get home, we've got a workout. So they've really benefited us.
Right.
And you mentioned people not pedaling and just using the throttle.
Yeah.
I personally am not a fan of that because our goal is exercise. So when I see those people doing that, or my wife sees them, we just like scowl, like, come on, really?
I know people. I used to bike with some friends all the time, and you know, they're like me. Oh, it's great to, you know, burn some calories and really push, and I'll never get one of these e-bikes. But boy, once they take that first ride on the e-bike, they swoon over these things. I'm afraid to get on one. I mean, it's such a wonderful ride, right? But you have to admit,
right,
that you're not pedaling as hard as you were before, right?
Correct. You are correct. But I'm going 10 times further.
Yes, that's true.
So it's duration. Mm-hmm. You have the duration, you're pedaling longer, so your heart rate is elevated a little bit for a longer period, as opposed to 3 miles on a non-e-bike.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Got to admit.
And the other thing is e-bikes. So we were in a bike ride one time, and this guy with this fancy 4-pound bike and padded shorts made a comment to me, you're cheating, you're blah, blah, blah.
That's and what I've heard.
My response was, well, my bike weighs 65 pounds and I'm not wearing padded shorts. Your bike weighs less than 5 pounds and you're wearing padded shorts. Who's cheating, you or me?
All right, Kerry. Thank you for speaking up for the e-bikes. That's really, I don't doubt once you take that first ride, you're hooked. Awesome. Let's go to Kathy in Reno calling up about the Ranchera Equestrian Center. Kathy, producer Craig says that center is being torn down.
That's correct. July 31st, all the horses have to be out.
I did hear about that a couple of weeks ago that at first they said it would remain as one of the highlights of our Ranchera neighborhood. And now they change their mind and instead are building more of the condos and doing away with the equestrian center. Do you live there? Is it a personal involvement thing with you, Kathy?
I used to board a horse there, and a friend of mine is moving her horse. She said at midnight on July 31st.
Yeah,
I used to board a horse there. It's a wonderful facility, climate-controlled, competition-size arena, 52-stall barn, really, really nice. But I guess it's more important to provide million-dollar homes for Californians.
What are you going to do for boarding your horse now?
I left a few years ago. I'm out on the east side of Washoe Valley.
Okay, and you can have your horse with you there, right?
I can, but the county is making it very difficult for the boarding stables out there. I think they've kind of declared war on horse owners. They would like to eliminate all large animal owners, at least large animals, and put up housing so more people can move here and choke our streets, overburden our emergency rooms and stuff like that.
I know somebody who is very upset about this. And now I have to correct one thing about this whole subject of the equestrian center at Ranchera being torn down. He said Bill Hara would be rolling in his grave right now if he knew. And I had to say it's the Hara family that sold it in the first place. You know, it's not the evil new developers. It was the Hara family that that caused this to happen. You know, the sons all that. Yeah.
Yeah. John Hara used to have cutting horses there. He had about 70 horses on the property.
Sure.
And it was a going concern. There were trainers there and all that sort of thing. But he kind of lost interest in it and turned it into a boarding facility. And it went very well that way, too, because we still had trainers there and competitions, and there were clinics for youth riding groups and stuff, but not anymore.
Well, apparently the home buyers there were sold kind of a high bill of goods. You'll have this view, and we have the equestrian center here, and now some views are going to be obstructed by a new condo building, from what I hear. So anyway, how's life at Washoe Valley?
It's pretty good. We're about a half block from the Washoe State Park, and
nice.
We can ride down to the lake and see all the Mustangs, and it's really very nice out there.
It is, and that's the one part, or actually there's more than one part, but that's a part of Nevada which still looks like it did in the 1970s as you drive through Washoe Valley. So God bless you.
And it's more of a community. They have community things like pancake breakfast and block party type stuff. It's a kind of a close-knit community.
All right. Kathy, thanks a lot. Tell your horse I said hi.
I will. Thank you.
Take care. Up next, folks, Douglas County folks, hang in there, because up next, we're going to hear about the fun things going on in Douglas County with Todd Weir, who's on hold, but we'll talk to him after the break. I'm John Potter on 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 9:44.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth, truth.
Hello, folks. It's your good friend John Potter, live and local every Saturday morning, 99.1 to 92.3 FM Talk. Todd Weir is on the phone, calling from Douglas County, and there are a lot of fun things coming up in Douglas County. Hi, Todd. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to talk to you again, John.
You are with the Cultural Arts Foundation of Douglas County. This is a group of Douglas County artists. Are you an artist yourself, Todd?
Funny you say that. Yes, I guess you could consider myself a little bit of an artist. I play the harmonica, but some people don't count that as real art, I guess. So it's to be debated.
It sounds like this organization, I mean, we have an artist group here in Reno, but you guys put on all of these events. You have a fundraiser concert coming up. Oh my gosh, Wind Down Wednesday. Describe what that is.
Oh, that's a really fun event. This event was brainstormed by Kylie and Shannon of CV Flights, a mobile bar outfit, and these gals are just extraordinaries at what they do, organizing events and just entertaining the community. We teamed up with them and the Main Street Gardnerville Association and Jen Nalder, and are offering live music once a Wednesday right on through October. So once a Wednesday each month. There's three left, and the calendar is all on our website. These events, are really kind of started last year. A lot of people have been coming, more and more people have been coming to building up. The event is free to the public. It's a food truck event. Basically, you go down there, throw out your lawn chairs, and enjoy the show.
Yeah.
We usually put on two bands per night. And
I think I stumbled into that. I didn't know what was going on, but Kathy and I were going out to have dinner in Gardnerville at the Overland, and oh my gosh, it was like the entire town came out, kids and all, lawn chairs and everything, for the food trucks and the mobile bar, the live music. It really, honestly, Todd, it looked like the whole town turned out for that. Talk about a close-knit community.
That's one of the greatest reasons we live here. This is a great community down here in Northern Nevada in general, and we're all glad to be part of that fabric.
Next one, a Wind Down Wednesday, is August 23rd. Admission is free for that. All you need is a low back lawn chair to be there.
We've been able to fund this with Douglas County grant money and donations from the public, and the people that come are very generous with their tips. So it's the kind of this is what America is built on, is this kind of community.
And how does that help out the local artists there?
Well, they're getting a platform not only to play on in front of, what you said, the whole town, but they also get a professional sound system, and luckily KD Sound, Kelly Dodge, have mm-hmm. been very generous with their time in setting this up. And the biggest part of it is they all get paid. And that is something that the local artists really appreciate. We try to give precedence to people that have not played on the stage before, so we're not just returning these same bands all the time. Right. We have enough depth down here in our community of bands and performers that we can offer someone new every single month that comes along. And it's really, really been.
I know a frustrated local artist who puts his work out on every weekend he can here in Reno. He was at Idlewild last month when I went out to see his tent. They had all these tents set up with arts and crafts. And all these people come by because I was at his tent and I was witnessing that this. You as an artist can probably relate to this. All these people came by. They looked his stuff over. And or if, you know, they say to him and each other, if there's a couple there looking it over, oh, I really like this. And he has to restrain himself from shouting, well, buy it then. Can you relate to that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. All right, other events. You have Evening on the Green. That's coming up August 14th at Sunridge Golf Course. Boy, this event looks big from your website there. What's Evening on the Green?
Well, we're really excited to have Keaton Simons and Tony Luca, both bandmates of Brett Young, who are going to be playing up at Tahoe the evening before. They were generous enough with their time, come down and give us a duo show. These guys are from Nashville. They're outright artists by their own right, and they are they have careers that span back. They're quite unique experience backgrounds. Keaton is a singer-songwriter, actor from Nashville, who's worked with like Snoop Dogg and late Chris Cornell. He's also the lead guitarist and the band leader for Brett Young right now. So, and then Tony, oh boy, this guy, you might even recognize him because you probably might have recognized him from The Voice. He got third place on The Voice not too long back. And his career spans way back to starting with being a mouseketeer on Disney's Mickey Mouse Club, but along with
that, people you know, like Snoop Dogg to the Mickey Mouse Club. That's amazing. Todd, are you from Douglas County? How long you been there?
You know, I was born and raised here in Northern Nevada, born in Reno, raised in Douglas County, Douglas High grad. This is just my way of giving back to the community, just pull everyone together here with arts and culture. And
boy, you've got a lot. I mean,
I've been experiencing my whole life.
I love Gardnerville. I love Minden. They are just great getaways. Bratz Bands and Brews Summerfest. Did we miss that?
No, you know, that one, normally we have it in the late summer. This year we have decided to go ahead and push it all the way to May to coincide with another event that was really a blockbuster down here this year. It was Hot Air for Hope, a balloon and cultural arts festival, and basically 3 days of just free walking around, having a great time, music, performing artists, visual artists, balloons flying every morning.
You already have that in 2023?
We had it in 2023. It was May 19th through the 21st. But we are coming back again in 2024, and that's when we'll be holding the Beers, Brats, and Brews. Part of that will probably be one of the kickoff events that we do. So we're looking forward to having that all combined and be a major, fundraiser for the Center for Hope and Healing down here.
You're a real Douglas County guy. For all the newcomers, favorite restaurants, my friend. What do you recommend?
Well, that's pretty easy. I love the JT's.
JT's, man.
Can't beat that. You can't beat the Wickenberries and the food and the history of that. That's a very special place for
it is special. You know, I was heartbroken when I heard the Overland was not going to be a Basque restaurant anymore. But gosh darn it, it's still great. It's a kind of a steak restaurant, and they have a very nice happy hour there. And the Country Club in Minden, Gardnerville, the Country Club hasn't changed at all when you walk in there from the 70s. I love that.
No, and that's another great restaurant in Gardnerville as well. You know, it's hard to pick your favorite Basque restaurant. They're both Basque restaurants. So,
and for lunch, I recommend Wadette's Diner. Boy, what a salad bar they have at Wadette's Diner. And the salad bars are back, folks.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Raymond down there at Wadette's, he is the consummate host. He's a great person in the community as well. We love Wadette's.
All right, super, Todd. What's your website so folks can follow all of these events? What a busy man you are. All these events in Douglas County. What's your website?
Well, it's very easy. Just remember Cultural Arts Foundation of Douglas County. So it's CAFDC. Very easy. CAFDC.com. Tickets are for sale for this Keaton Simons, Tony Lucas event happening on August 14th, 5 p.m., $20 pre-sale tickets. We'd really love to have everyone out there. It's a Monday night, so you don't have any excuses. Everyone can be there, right?
You got it.
So anyways, we'd really love to see the community out there and really support this first fundraiser.
Yeah, but we don't want Douglas County to be too crowded. So
we're a well-kept secret. Let's try to keep it that way. So
I guess we're kind of good people only. The opposite here, but it's a great place to go to and visit. I love it. I really do love it. Minden, Garnerville, all of Douglas County. Don't build too much, okay? But my friend, you've got it going on out there in Douglas County, Cultural Arts Foundation.
All right. Are we going to see you over there at Sandridge, John?
At where? Sandridge?
Sunridge Event Pavilion for this show. I want you to come on down.
Okay, you got my attention when you said sandwich there, my friend. Tom, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it. Have a great day, my friend. Phone number 884-9910. I'm John Potter on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 9:58.